This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, if you think that the price of houses is crazy here in the Puget Sound, might I suggest Mississippi? Because there was a house that was sold at auction for $236 recently, and that's a good deal.
I don't even think I get a toilet in my house for $236.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
It's so insane how the house prices are around here.
Yeah. All right. Now, this was a mistake, obviously.
A builder
built the house on the wrong lot, so the family owned the house and the empty lot next door, but not the lot the house was sitting on. So here's Tiffany, the homeowner, talking about the mistake.
I walked up to my front door, and I saw a note sticking out, and it said Viking Investments, and it gave me 3 days to leave. I owned the lot next to the house and not the lot that the house was on. As of right now, I do not own my home. Viking Investments does. They documented that there was a house on the vacant lot and a house, obviously, where my house is, instead of fixing it and saying that the house was in the wrong place. Nobody has called me and said, hey, Miss Ingram, this is what we're doing to fix this. This is, you know, we've got it handled. Don't freak out. Nobody's reached out to me. They're letting me freak out and feel like I'm homeless. And I don't think that's right.
Very confused by all that.
That's a sucky situation. So,
Is there any update? Like, did they figure it out? I mean, since then? Because, I mean, this has been all over the news yesterday.
Yeah, the builder effed up. I mean, this is a lawsuit against the builder because you just assume, okay, you're building me a house. This is the house you're building it on. And now all of a sudden I'm told, and, you know, if you're the other company, the whatever, Viking Investments, which, you know, hopefully they're a reputable company, but a lot of times these investment companies, I know because I went to a class on how to do this stuff, might just be, you know, Jimmy and Johnny going, we're going to try to get distressed sales and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're not like, you know, they may not be the nicest people. I don't know. Oh, I'm hoping they are.
Yeah, I hope they get that all resolved. That just seems really weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, she just had a house built for herself, and now they're like, yeah, get out.
Yeah, we bought it. Well, $236?
Yeah. Imagine that the lot, though, itself was worth $236. I mean, think about that. A lot is only worth that much money. I don't know where she is in Mississippi, but that is a hell of a price for just a lot. You can't get a lot around here for $236.
Yeah, would you be willing to live in Mississippi if it meant that you got a house for $236?
Well, there's a lot of work from home opportunities now. If I never left my house.
That's true. I mean, you can, with the beauty of technology, like, broadcast wherever in the world.
Is there an airport close?
I don't know where she is. I feel like can't be.
What's the fast food situation?
Yeah, wait, exactly. These are hard-hitting questions.
Oh, your fast food situation should be fine, I would think. I mean, you know, it's, because usually, you know, in almost any location that's near somewhat of a city, even if the city's a real small city, you got to have your Mickey D's and all that.
What is there to do that's fun there?
What, in Mississippi?
I mean, you can check out the river, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Do they have any sports teams?
Well.
The college football.
Yeah.
So you would have to start loving college football.
I just spent like 20 plus years living here hoping and praying one day we would get a hockey team. We just finally did. I just don't think I could leave now.
You move away.
Right? Yeah. Like we finally got the team. Damn it. Now I'm going to Mississippi. Although I could afford like the streaming package for if my house is on $236. I don't have to worry about mortgage payments.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I know. I think it's humid down there. So I don't want mosquitoes and humidity. I don't need that in my life. I mean, that wouldn't be for me. But you know, $236 for a house is a good deal. That's for sure.
That's a good conundrum. Like, you're living for free, basically. Because, I mean, you got paid for it. Would you be willing to live in a less than desirable place, but knowing that you never have to worry about a mortgage payment again?
Yeah, these are really good questions. You have a place to live. I'd like to believe that I was the kind of person that could just adapt to anywhere I am, but I need to be around somewhat of a city, and I'm spoiled because I just don't think I could go to a smaller city area than Seattle. I could move out maybe a little bit and be further away from the city, but I want to have access to a city the size of Seattle. I want to have access to
that area. So what's the big city in Mississippi?
Well, it's...
Biloxi, maybe?
Maybe. Biloxi.
The name of this city where the household is Picayune
or something?
Oh, beautiful area.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got an airport.
It has a Walmart Supercenter.
It's got a Walmart.
Which most of them, if it's a Supercenter, probably has a McDonald's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's got an airport, really? A legit airport?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how much of a legit airport, but it says it's a municipal airport, so I mean...
And Jackson, Mississippi is the biggest population-wise.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then.
They have a restaurant called Fatty's Seafood Restaurant.
Oh, man. Well, all right. Let's go. All right. I'm living here now.
Sushi in Mississippi sold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's down by the coast, kind of.
Yeah. They got water down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the Gulf Coast, and isn't that where all the hurricane or crazy stuff happens?
Definitely the hurricane area.
Yeah.
They got a Sonic.
They got a Rio Grande Grill.
They got a teddy bear museum.
They have a teddy bear museum.
Right. And a zoo.
Chicken stick soul food.
I mean, so far, I'm starting to feel this. They have a Whataburger.
They actually have a lot of seafood places in this place.
Well, they're near the water.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense.
Ooh, they have a Hardee's.
All right, well, you're in.
Yeah, they have stuff.
They have Manship wood-fired kitchen. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like fun.
It's got wood fire in it, so that's cool.
They got a Fro Stop.
This is all in Picayune?
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about Jackson. Sorry.
Oh, no, we're talking Picayune.
Well, how far is Jackson from Picayune? Anybody want to figure that out?
No. Is it deep?
It looks deep, yeah. So there's Picayune and Jackson all the way up there.
That's a hike.
It's 150 miles away.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm sticking with Jackson because they got a wing stop.
Oh, dude, you're so close to New Orleans, though.
In Picayune. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how close? For you? Like 40 minutes or
40
something?
40 minute drive.
Yeah. Oh, I can get all the crawfish nothing. I want.
Dude, we got to move here for $236.
I mean, you could buy a lot of crawfish.
Yeah.
At that one crawfish place.
That one?
Well, I don't remember the name of it. It was like Three Frogs Crawfish. I don't remember. Yeah. It was like somewhere on the French Quarter I went to, and it was amazing.
All right. So basically, if you're commuting anywhere from the North End or the South End, you know that a 40-minute drive would be a dream to get to like Seattle. So that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine the traffic is a problem. And you're saying Picayune's near the water, Danny?
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, you know what? Maybe get a nice little coastal. You probably can get a coastal place for a lot cheaper, but then again, do you want to be on the coast in Hurricane Town? I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Someone says Mississippi has a hockey team.
Do they?
It's got to be
a minor league, of course. But.
It can't be AHL. It can't be the American Hockey League. It's got to be a smaller league than that, right?
Looks like the Mississippi Surge.
Oh. Yeah.
What league are they in?
The Southern Professional Hockey League.
I might be able
to become the backup to backup there.
Nope.
This one folded in 2014.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
So they played for five seasons.
Well, my goal is to get them back.
Now there's the Mississippi Seawolves.
I also see the Mississippi River Kings.
There's a lot going on.
Central Hockey League.
All right. I've heard of that. That's all good. Right.
Got to have a baseball team, don't they?
They might have a minor league team
somewhere.
Never mind. The Seawolves ended 12 years ago.
That's a good league. Is this all in Picayune or are we back in Jackson?
I'm just trying Mississippi anywhere.
South Haven, Mississippi.
Mississippi's a big state, guys.
River Kings.
Mississippi River Kings.
We're all moving there, clearly, BJ.
No, they closed again.
And it's only 2.5 hours to Jackson, I checked.
No, you're so much closer. You're so much closer to New Orleans at this point. Like, yeah. You just basically are living in Louisiana.
So it says, have you been to Mississippi? You wouldn't want to be having this conversation if you have. It's the sweaty taint of America.
Wow. All right, then. Well, if you're going to solve it that way.
That's you impressive. Had me at hello.
That's where we want to go.
Yeah, I didn't know it was the sweaty taint. That they were definitely going.
That's the name of their hockey team.
The sweaty.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
No, wait, no, those ones folded in 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang
yeah.
it.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, sweaty tank. That was wonderful. Well, so much for that. Congratulations on your $236 house. I hope you work it out.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Rev asked a question about David Duchovny earlier on Beat Migs, and he was on Ellen and shared a great story about how he was starting out in Hollywood in the mid-80s, and so he was trying out for all sorts of roles, including... He tried out for all of the Full House male characters. He went for everybody. He wanted to be Danny Tanner. He wanted to be Uncle Jesse. He's like, look, let me be Joey Gladstone.
I couldn't picture him in either, any of those. Maybe yeah. Danny Tanner.
Yeah, you know, and of course we know Bob Saget, John Stamos, and Dave Coulier played all those roles. And, but you know, and it's this, but he, it didn't stop him. He was like, look, I want to get a job in Hollywood. I'm doing this.
You tried out for every male character of Full House.
True. Yeah, I tried out for Full House for, like, I think all three of them and the little girls.
I would totally have hired him for that.
Oh, he'd be great. He would have been adorable.
A great Michelle Tanner.
Yeah. Apparently, you know, Duchovny's agent just said, dude, keep going to every audition. Go ahead. And Dave was like, I don't think I'm the right fit. Nah, keep going. Keep going.
It was my first time out in L.A., and they brought me out for different shows, and I ended up with the Full House stuff, and they just kept on trying to plug me into different characters, and clearly I was wrong for every single one.
Yeah.
I couldn't picture him. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. He did okay. He turned into being Mr. X-Files guy.
He does have this way about him that worked for X-Files and also worked for Californication. You know,
he was great in Californication.
Yeah, he was different than he was in X-Files, but he still is just David Duchovny. And yeah, and I just can't, you know, there's just some roles I don't see that
hear
David
him say,
well.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
It'd yeah. be so boring.
Scully, cut it out.
Man, they really tried to get a lot of different people in for Full House. You remember how they had like the whole test pilot without Bob Saget as Danny Tanner?
No.
They had some guy named John Posey in it.
Oh, wow.
I have it pulled up here. And it's literally the entire pilot episode. But not
Danny Tanner.
And that's Danny. That's the Danny Tanner that they originally had.
He looks like the guy from Perfect Strangers. What was that guy? Not the bulky guy, but the other guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Perfect Strangers is a show that you guys don't even know.
Sorry, buddy. I mean, I know the show, but I can't think of the actor's name.
It's weird watching this one, though, because it was the entire pilot episode, and it's done the exact same way, like almost exactly to the thing. But yeah, they never...
Is the mom different, or that woman different, too?
That was the grandma.
The grandma? Was she the grandma in Full House?
I can't remember.
She doesn't look familiar at all.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
So this must have been... This had to be tested, Danny. It had to be. I mean, yeah. So because to do a full thing like this, they had to have tested this, and the audiences were just like, eh... You know, or somebody was there. I mean, that's wild. That whole pilot.
He looks like the stereotypical 80s sitcom actor.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? He just has that look to him.
And it was with all of them except for Bob Saget.
What if everyone liked him better? And like that was like a weird thing going on. Like, you know, everyone's like, we like the other Danny Tanner better.
How do you feel if you're that guy? You know how successful Full House is and you're the guy that did the pilot.
You probably want to punch Bob Saget in the face.
Can't blame him. Yeah, I mean, and we love Bob Saget, but in this particular instance, yeah, I mean, Saget's his nemesis.
Who the hell is, like, yeah, where did John Posey go?
I don't even know who he is. I don't even know who John Posey
Adult
is.
Adult Films, and he changed the last name.
Yeah. I mean, do we know John Posey from anything?
He's in How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, which is a show.
Okay.
Was he a star, or was he just in an episode?
Is that a current show, Rev?
Yeah. From 2014, 2015, he was on that one. He's done, like, bit parts. All over the place.
Oh, he's no Bob Saget, unfortunately.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
But he had that what could have been thing.
Oh, yeah. If he wasn't Teen Wolf, the TV series.
I don't really remember that so much. Yeah. Christopher Walken. Now, he also talked about how he once auditioned to play Han Solo in Star Wars. Imagine Christopher Walken.
No.
Wow. I mean, yeah. That's just crazy. And he says, I don't think I came remotely close to getting that job. He also tried out, and I wonder if anybody even knows this. I'm going to tell you what this is, but you don't know this. He tried out for the Ryan O'Neal part in Love Story. Does anybody even recognize the name Ryan O'Neal or the name Love Story? They were both huge.
Is it like The Notebook
time.
Or something like that?
It's way back in the day, Steve. It's like 70s, I think.
Yeah, I don't know this movie. Is it like a love story, I'd imagine?
It's a love story. Yeah, it's that's what it is.
The movie's called Love Story? They couldn't come up with a more creative name?
It's a story about love, yeah. I don't remember it myself. I know it was huge, but it wasn't what I wanted to watch. I was like, you know, and Ryan O'Neal. Who the hell? Ryan O'Neal, was he one of the Sundance Kid people? Butch Cassidy, was he one of those guys?
I have no idea.
Or is that Robert Redford and Paul Newman? Maybe that's it, yeah.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
So Ryan O'Neal was like a handsome hunk kind of a guy. I can't think of what he was in besides, well, Love Story.
Dude, it's crazy to hear any stories because it kind of like, I had like a weird situation happen to me over the weekend where I had to audition for something and didn't get the gig, and it was kind of a bummer not to get the opportunity.
You had, oh, really? I didn't know you were up for something.
So I mentioned it to you that I got to do a tour of the Climate Pledge Arena, and it was, they were looking for a temporary fill-in because something happened with their main host that they needed somebody at the last minute to host the first ever Kraken game, to be the person on the microphone at the games.
Oh, whoa. You mean you'd be announcing like all the stuff?
Not the names of like if someone scored a goal. I'd be like the in-between play entertainment, like talking to the fans, playing like the fun games that they put up on the Jumbotron.
Right.
So they reached out to me and said, hey, can you come down? And I'm like, yeah, sure. This is like an opportunity of a lifetime. This would be incredible. So I was like, yeah, I'll make a trek down there. And so I go down there and meet with a lot of them. Couldn't be nicer people. But when I went down there, I knew I was doing an audition, but I didn't know exactly what this audition entailed, if that makes sense. So I went down there. I thought I was going to meet with them like in a room and just like, you know, show what I could possibly do. No, BJ. Like I go down there and here's the microphone. Stand in the middle of this arena with the big speakers going while the owner of the team, Tim Leiwicki, other people are all watching. It was overwhelming to say the least. And
did they have the delay in those speakers?
Yes, a minor delay.
Oh, man, that's a beating.
Which also messed with me a little bit. Look, at the end, I'm not qualified for that. Yeah, I've talked in front of a microphone, but I've never done that as a gig. But I was like, I'm going to go down. Like, what's the best case scenario? I get the opportunity. And they want like multiple people because they know that not everyone can make every game with this gig. So they want like a rotating group. And so I was like, this would be a really cool opportunity. And I was just flattered that I was even asked to do it. I personally felt like I was the drizzling poops while this was going on. But they were great. They really liked a lot of what was going on. And like they just felt for me when I was doing it, they were coaching me too, which I thought was cool. Like they were trying to set you up to succeed, not fail. It wasn't like here's a microphone and sink or swim. It was, here's a microphone, try it this way. And they kept giving you feedback, which I thought was really cool.
All right.
The biggest thing I had an issue was that I was like kind of flying through it. And I think it was because of that delay. I was like kind of rushing. And they kept saying, slow down, calm down. But they're like, love your energy, love your vibe. And so it all finishes. And I'm thinking, all right, well, that was cool. Sorry to waste your time. Like that was my mentality. Like I was like, this is like, whatever. Yeah. But then they said, hey, keep tomorrow free because we're going to do a dry run. That's going to be our practice, like for the big game. But so keep it free. Feel really good about it. And I'm like, that's awesome. But I got home and I told my wife, I'm like, I flunked at that audition. That was a mess, massive mess up. And then I thought, okay, I'm not going to get the call. Later on in the night, I get a call and the guy was great. Like, couldn't be a nicer guy. He's like, hey, I just wanted to call you because we did feel really good about you, but someone else came in and just knocked it out of the park, and we don't have a lot of time to train you. And I was like, I get it. Like, that's fine. He's like, but this isn't like we're done with you. We hope that maybe we could use you in the future. Just, you know, be available if we ever need you, but this isn't going to be the time, which I thought was really cool that they made it a point to contact me and do that. I thought that was,
that's very classy because that's a lot of, you know, a lot of people just want a yes or a no. They just want an answer.
And that's kind of where I was at. I was like, I didn't think I got it, but then when I got the call, you get excited. You're like, is this going to be good news? And then, not. But it was cool to hear, like, hey, we didn't want to email you just to tell you no. We wanted to call you and tell you, like, we really did enjoy having you around. It's just not, we're not going to need you for that for Saturday. I'm like, that's cool.
I feel like Bruckheimer is really trying to get you a job. You know, he put it in for you to get a tryout for the backup to the backup.
They just want me to be a backup somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I think that's the case. It's like, this guy can back up people. Let's just get him for every position. So at some point, I think, you know, the LieWiki fan, LieWiki is going to call you in and going to say, look, I might need someone when I go on vacation to someone to sit in this chair.
No, I got the good news. I'm finally going to be a backup. I'm the backup pretzel person at the games.
Oh,
I'm going to be selling pretzels if the pretzel guy can't make it.
Oh, if he can. Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So it's exciting, BJ. It's a very exciting time.
So I have to tell you, though, Steve, you've gotten to, you know, you've gotten some pretty cool opportunities just being asked to try out for stuff. You know, I mean, that's a great opportunity.
Bro, it was a whirlwind. Like, you know, you show up there and you're just blown away by how cool the arena looks. Like, it's legitimately, like some people have been saying, you just walk down into the arena, which is exactly what it is. It's like, it's the top part is the basically when you first get there, that's the top level of the arena when you walk into Climate Pledge from the street. The rest, then every other section is below you. So it's like you walk in and you have to walk down if you want to be on the ice.
Wow, that's nuts.
It's so cool looking. And two giant jumbo screens. You've probably seen like the artist renderings and pictures are coming out now about it. It's phenomenal. It's a state-of-the-art facility. Like, I get why Shaquille O'Neal said it's the coolest arena he's been to. And I was just there without fans there. I can only imagine what it's going to be like on Saturday or tomorrow or tonight with the Foo Fighters. Tonight's the Foo Fighters show there.
Yeah. Damn. And of course, you know, we'll all get to see it at least if we're not there in person. We'll get to see it on TV on Saturday.
Oh, someone says I could be the backup to the hot dog vendor or the backup to the jock powder boy.
They have
those? You are good. Rev, that's a big position.
Dude, he's good with the jock powder.
Okay.
By the way.
All right.
Steve is, I mean, people said he rocks the jock powder.
Oh, I could put the perfect amount of powder onto that jock strap.
Yeah.
Oh, if you were the backup to the hot dog vendor, no, because there would be no hot dogs for the fans.
I would eat all the profits.
Yeah. Well, and then I would come and we would just both,
Oh, get the hot dog hookup?
Yeah, we got the hot dog hookups. Yeah.
That would be it.
But it's funny because the whole time my wife was laughing at me because she's like, you are such a weird way of thinking. Because I'm like, I hope I get the gig because I bet I get like a personalized jersey. Because I'm like, thought maybe that would be like what you wear because like it's basically, you know, you're not going to wear a suit. Like you're the person that walks around and just hangs out with the fans.
That's a good call. Yeah, they'd have to give you the gear.
And she's like, but you already have a jersey. I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't free.
Yeah, this is free.
Like, well, you could get it personalized if you want. I'm like, again, not free.
Yeah, come on. And it's something special when they give it to you.
Because she's like, well, what do you think they would have paid you? I'm like, I don't even know, but I'd hope I'd get a free jersey out of the deal.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be a payment because otherwise they probably would have taken you.
Guys, I'll do it for free. Just give me a jersey and a pretzel for every game.
There's many times in my life where I've gotten an opportunity because I was willing to do it for free. You're just the right guy, sir.
This guy's willing to do it just for pretzels at every game. He's an idiot. Let's take him. Yeah, he's not that good, but we could coach him.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems like they really, you know, they're probably spending some money on this gig.
Yeah, they want someone who's a pro.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
We got a guy who thought that he got $20,000 for growing a record-setting pumpkin, but he was disqualified over something ridiculous. What happened to his pumpkin? I'll tell you at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A farmer in Wisconsin grew a 2,520-pound pumpkin.
Damn.
Would have been the heaviest in the country this year and would have been worth more than $20,000.
Wow.
But the pumpkin was disqualified.
Look at the size of that thing. Vicky's showing us it. It looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't know how else to describe it. It's like a pumpkin version of Jabba the Hutt.
That's amazing. Pumpkin the Hutt.
Yeah, it does.
Pumpkin the Hutt.
Wow, that's huge.
Think of all the seeds you could roast out of that.
Dude, that's so many. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, I would love to try those seeds.
Are the seeds just as like at the same size as the pumpkin, like relative to the pumpkin size? Or are they still like teeny tiny ones?
Should be just normal sized, I figure.
It'd be awesome if they're like giant mutant sized ones too. So you're like walking around with these like pumpkin seeds that are size of like a playing card.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pumpkin seed sandwiches.
Just biting into them.
Yeah.
I have to do some Googling. Excuse me.
Oh my God. This was a $20,000 pumpkin because they give you a prize for the biggest one. But he got disqualified due to a tiny fingernail size crack in the pumpkin.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I bet whoever came in second did it.
Yeah. Oh, they just scratched it.
Or took like a little screwdriver and I.
Here's Mike Schmidt, the farmer that grew it, talking about it.
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins. Pumpkins are like ice cream. Everyone loves them. Some people say we're crazy, but, you know, we're just people that like to have a little fun out in the dirt. This is a giant pumpkin. It weighs in at 2,520 pounds. This pumpkin would have won this year, so you're looking at a pumpkin that would have been worth $20,000. Crack was the size of a fingernail. It happens. There's no crying in pumpkin growing. I know I can do it again, so we just got to look forward to the future and do it again.
Does this guy just do a bunch of one-liners?
Yeah, I think so.
He's amazing, yeah.
He's probably just had like a whole arsenal of pumpkin jokes.
Oh, yeah. Wow, man.
Gotta be a little different, I think. Yeah. Not in a bad way, but like a little different to be into like growing giant pumpkins.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old guitarist of Faith No More?
Yeah.
From when the album, like when Epic came out and The Real Thing and everything before that as well. He had the crazy hair. He would wear two pairs of glasses, not really helping the pumpkin growers are weird stereotype. But he, after doing Faith No More, when he quit the band, he got into like competitive pumpkin growing. Like that was his thing. He would just grow giant pumpkins.
Wow. Okay, so he knows the struggle this guy has with these cracks, apparently, that ruin your chance of getting in there.
If anyone does, it would be Jim Martin.
Yeah, I didn't know the pumpkin had to be 100% smooth. I just thought, like, look, you're the biggest pumpkin, you're the biggest pumpkin.
But what the hell are you doing? Why are you selling the pumpkins for that much? Like, why are they giving you that kind of money?
That is a
competition or something like that. Yeah. I mean, they have competitions for everything, and this seems like one of those just like state fair things.
Yeah, like at the fair, it's exactly what I was thinking. You get the blue ribbon usually. I didn't know there was cash prizes involved, but
I did find the difference between giant pumpkin seed and a regular pumpkin seed, and it's about, I want to say, three or four regular pumpkin seeds equals one giant Wow. I love the crap out of those.
It's a little more than double. Yeah. Maybe triple the size. That's a good size pumpkin seed.
Sure is.
I want to roast them.
That's the only reason why I like pumpkin carving and doing any of that stuff is because we get pumpkin seeds and we can make fresh pumpkin seeds and then put them in the oven, cook them, and then they're still kind of warm when you enjoy them and nice and salty.
That's fun. I mean, I love pumpkin seeds, but stabbing a pumpkin's really fun. I mean, carving a pumpkin's really fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that like a true killer?
Well, see, this year you're going to really enjoy it because this is the year that I feel like Tatum is going to go like headfirst into the pumpkin.
Yeah, we did pumpkin painting yesterday. And that went really well.
I mean, yeah, I guess you don't want to give an almost two-year-old some knives and stuff.
No, you don't give them the knives, BJ. You open it up and then you let them play with the guts.
Yep. That's I'm not opposed to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Dude, we were questioning whether or not to give the two-year-old a paintbrush. Because she had paint in her hair. I mean, it's all washable and stuff, but like she was having a field day yesterday with it.
Look at her.
Just shirtless.
Like her father.
My wife told me to put a shirt back on. It was too distracting.
Well, two-thirds of Americans think that they're actually pretty bad at carving pumpkins, and I'm in that camp. I don't even try.
Need to be good at it.
Yeah, I'm a basic pumpkin when it comes to my pumpkin carving skills.
Basic pumpkin?
Yeah. I'm a basic gourd.
I'm like moderate, but it's one of those things that I just get super frustrated towards the end and I just want it to be done. So it's like I come up with like a more intricate. Yeah, that word.
Right?
Design. And then by the end, I'm just like, come on. And I just get in the second half of it just looks so terrible.
Dude, it's so crazy when you see some people, like they know how to like shave it the right way. Yeah. So like, it's not fully cut open, but it has enough to get the light through it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I always get like super ambitious and I print like some kind of cool pumpkin carving thing. But once you like put it on the actual pumpkin, it starts peeling off or like the knife cuts it wrong or there's a part where I needed just like a dangling thing and I accidentally cut that part off and I'm like, I give up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put it back on there with like a toothpick.
Every time I see any kind of like pumpkin carving contest at like a brewery or something, I'm like, I should do that. And then I'm like, wait a minute, beer plus me not being a great pumpkin carver, that's probably not going to go well.
Pumpkin carver thing you buy at the store for $2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's because you're spending $2 on it. Yeah.
Exactly. I definitely get what I paid for. I can't justify dropping good coin on a good pumpkin carving kit.
No, not at all. You got to just go the $2 version.
Dude, I had a friend that used to pull, like, he would have his own, like, I'd be like, do you want to use ours? No. And he'd pull it out of his back pocket. And it was like a case. And then he'd open it up and it would be like, fling.
Was it motorized?
I don't know what that means.
You know, like, did it, like, actually, like, move, like, the knife, like a motor, like, a chainsaw?
Oh, he had one of those, yes. It was, like, battery powered. I can't talk this morning. But, yeah, that...
This morning.
Fair. But he just had, like, super sharp knives, and I was like, wow, this guy is intense.
He's, like, the guy that shows up to, like, a night out playing, like, pool, and he shows up with his own, like, billiards.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's named.
Yes, has his name on it.
Yeah. This is his time. It's like, Halloween is his time where he's baller.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see what kind of pumpkins he's carved.
Ooh, let me see if I can.
How great would it be if he actually carved horrible pumpkins? Like, he's got all the fancy stuff, his pumpkin's always the worst.
Or he just always does the exact same one, like the old school basic triangle eyes and like the smile with the crooked teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the one that everybody does at some point.
It's a classic, though.
Like, I want to be like, oh, man, I should do like a Kraken pumpkin. And then I'm like,
that's a lot.
Maybe I'll do the anchor part.
That would be cool.
The anchor one, I think that could be done.
Yeah. My wife did an octopus a couple of years ago for Paul the Octopus for the World Cup, and she didn't mean it to turn 3D, but because the way the tentacles came out, it actually turned out 3D, and it was amazing. She's so good at doing pumpkins.
Dude, Vicky's already shown me. Somebody already made a Kraken one with like the tentacles going underneath the anchor.
That's cool.
That's skill right there.
Yeah,
that surely is.
Oh, there's someone that did the S one. See, I feel like I would mess up that tentacle inside the S because that's the part that you can't cut.
Oh, you feel like that's what you'd mess up?
Well, one of many mess ups.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I was like when you said, oh, I feel like I could do the anchor. I'm like, well, I feel like somebody could do the anchor carving. But, you know.
My favorite one we ever did was I carved
I saw it online, so it was like an original idea, but I got one of those little mini pumpkins, and then I carved the bigger pumpkin and carved the mouth so that the mini pumpkin would fit inside the mouth, so it looked like the pumpkin was eating a pumpkin.
Those are the best.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That was a fun one.
It's kind of like what I want to do this year is take one of those white pumpkins and paint it like an eyeball and put it inside another pumpkin.
Ooh, nice. Oh,
yeah, I've seen some pictures. It looks freaky, but they're so cool looking.
Yeah, I like it. Oh yeah. Gosh.
That's awesome. That's a warty looking pumpkin.
Yeah. The uglier one on the outside makes it even look cooler.
That is pretty dope.
That's scary. That actually is like, you know, the pumpkin's watching me. I like that.
And then you got to find a way to make it blink.
That's hardcore.
Thanks for making it tougher.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's called hallucinogenics.
Take some mushrooms.
Yeah. If someone's doing mushrooms and they're walking around like a neighborhood and they see pumpkins and they see that pumpkin, they're probably going to just stand out there for a good 30, 45 minutes. Or run. Yeah.
If you're doing mushrooms on Halloween, you already got problems, man.
We did that, man, in college.
Did you really?
In Plattsburgh, it seemed like the only time mushrooms would show up on campus for us that would imbibe in that hallucinogenic drug was like right around October, so it was like a tradition every year. Everybody on campus that was into mushrooms seemed to get their hands on mushrooms at the same time from like the same source.
Wow, collective conscious there.
I have some old pictures. I'll have to go find them.
Please.
But dude, we would paint our faces like trippy things, like circles and lines, so we could stare at each other and be like, "Whoa, man!" We'd listen to Tool before we went out and about. But at some point, while on mushrooms, you would just hit the streets because everybody that was out there was probably on mushrooms too. So it was like this weird vibe. But it was fun. Like you're all giggling and laughing. But I remember one time we went and we walked around like the regular neighborhoods and like, dude, it got really weird because some of the houses were like over the top done up.
Oh,
and like you hit a point where you're like, we need to go. And like you would just run away. And like sometimes like the campus security would like chase you down because you were walking in the middle of the street, tripping your face off. One time they followed us back into the dorm. Like they realized that we were on something. And my buddies all ran into one room. And I ran to mine thinking everyone was running with me. And I turn around and it's all the campus security. And I'm like, oh boy, this is awkward because I'm technically in charge of this floor. I'm the RA. And like, it's my buddies are also on the floor and I'm tripping on mushrooms. So I just grabbed this bucket of candy and I just looked at them and go, would you guys like some candy?
Oh,
wow.
How'd that work?
And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, I thought you were trick or treaters. What the hell is going on? Did not go well. They didn't know I was on something. They just thought I was drunk. And they're like, hey, man, you need to just not run around in the streets. I was like, I won't leave this room for the rest of the day. Don't worry. And I didn't.
That's awesome.
It's more interesting here. Don't worry about it.
But my buddy then came in like, how'd you get rid of them? I'm like, I offered them candy.
Nice.
And I didn't share the rest of the story because I was just tripping. And they're like, that's amazing.
Everyone's just carrying candy on them from now on.
That's how
we
get rid of the campus cops. You offer them candy.
Yeah, that's how I would leave, going, you know, I don't care what you're on, kid. You got some good candy here. I'll take it.
But I don't think I would ever do that again. I wouldn't be doing mushrooms, but I don't think I would ever go on mushrooms and walk around the streets and check out people's Halloween stuff. I think it was a terrible idea now, looking back on it.
Yeah, if I saw that pumpkin, if I was on anything and I saw that pumpkin with the eye, I would think that it was the hallucinogenics making me see an eye in a pumpkin.
Yes.
I wouldn't, because I've never seen a pumpkin done up that way before.
But then you got to wonder, like, what mind state would you be in? Would you run from it? Would you embrace it? Or would you take it? Because maybe you're thinking this is our leader.
It
really depends on your frame of mind, because it can go any direction.
Right, Rav? Yeah. Like, depending on the stage of hallucinogenic experience that you're on.
Ayahuasca, I would run. That's what I would do, because I was terrified when I was in the thick of the ayahuasca experience. A lot of times I was terrified of what I was seeing, so I probably would have run if I saw an eye in a pumpkin.
Oh, so the reason why mushrooms are popular in October is because they grow after the first frost.
I don't know these things. Nature.
How about that?
You know
How
what?
About that?
You feel like we should have been able to figure that on our own, but we didn't. So thank you, Dexter.
Yeah, I would never have thought of that.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In Transformers, who is the main leader of the Autobots?
That would be Megatron.
No.
Autobot.
No.
Optimus Prime.
Yes. Autobot. What a great thing. They preserve all the nature of the robots.
He's very fast.
Yeah. Nice. You want a shot at beating Steve? You know it. You got it. 206-421-ROCK. That's the number. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.